CliffCentral.com.
Let's turn our attention to Revix. We've got Brett on the line from Revix. Hey, Brett, nice to see you, man. How are you?
How's it, Gareth? How's the team? Yeah, good to see you guys.
Good. So, Brett, listen, let's level with each other here. It has not been a good couple of weeks since we last spoke to you guys, because really the price of Bitcoin is not looking so great. Ethereum is not looking so great. Solana is not looking so great. I noticed, though, I went on Revix yesterday, your Pax Gold is looking very strong. Other things, not so much. Is that your assessment too?
So look, the assessment of the market in the last few weeks has actually been mainly driven by this Luna Terra stablecoin kind of collapse, right?
Yeah.
It kind of fed a whole bunch of scare and fear into the market. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we've seen the fear and greed index, which is like this indicator of how much fear there is in the market in Bitcoin, hits its second lowest point in history. So, I mean,
sure.
There's mass amount of fear there. There's, as you said, Bitcoin's down, I think, 55% from its highs. I think some other altcoins are down 80 to 90% ranges. There's a lot of fear. But, I mean, there's that saying, when there's blood in the streets, buy, even if it's your own blood, right?
Right.
And we've kind of seen that kind of be true in crypto as well. When this fear and greed index does get below into these massive fear stages, below 15 on their, like, rating level from 1 to 100,
mm-hmm.
And we're currently at 12. Last week we were at around 6. So
sure.
When we get to those kind of levels, we've seen that there have been historically great buying opportunities. And I even went to go look and do a little analysis and just check, you know, if I had to dollar cost average, which everyone loves doing into mm-hmm. crypto, buying a portion every week, if I had to do that when this fear and greed index is really low and there's a lot of fear in the market, what actually happens to my strategy? And you actually outperform your normal buy and hold strategy or your normal dollar cost average strategy by over 70% in 4 years. So it's quite crazy to see that this, like, contrarian view, when there is fear, it seems to actually show you that it's kind of one of the best buying signals around at the moment.
All right. So that is clearly from your point of view, and you're not giving financial advice. Let's be 100% honest about that. But you are saying that this may be a buying opportunity. And I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I mean, it hasn't been an easy ride, but if you cashed out any time higher than, let's say, $35,000, you did well.
Mm.
Maybe now's the time to buy back in. I mean, you could be buying while it's cheap. What, $30,000 this morning?
Yeah, about 29-ish this morning.
Okay.
I kind of think that too. I mean, as I said, when there's, you see all the best investors in the world are contrarian investors, right? Mm-hmm. People that go against the grain. And we are seeing very much negative sentiment around crypto at the moment and around markets at the moment, realistically.
Right.
I think there's a macro backdrop that's kind of saying, you know, Fed's going to hike rates. We're going into a recession. I mean, I kind of look at that and go, well, the Fed's never hiked rates into a recession pretty much in history.
Yeah.
So it kind of errs on the side of maybe they actually pull back a bit. And then you kind of see these risk assets go.
And it's not just cryptocurrencies that have had a rough ride at the moment. Stocks are also down the toilet right now. And everybody's talking about, like, where do you put your money? Now, Pax Gold has performed very well. That's obviously a coin that tracks gold. Obviously, people hedge their bets in an economy like this with gold. But you guys have got a range of products. What kind of crypto investment would you think is the most risky at the moment? And which is the most conservative, if there is a crypto conservative?
Yeah. So first of all, I love the fact that a lot of people look at crypto and be like, oh, this Ponzi scheme, it's down 50, 60%. I told you so. But then they'll happily go home and watch their Netflix account, which is a stock that's down about 85% year to date.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's like, where do you draw the line, really? So from a risky perspective, look, I think your altcoins will take a longer time to bounce back. So not your Ethereums, but your lower down kind of will take probably a longer time to buy back. I would look, as you say, into like a gold kind of option or a Bitcoin option. Mm-hmm. So we do have a thing called an inflation like hedge product, which is called the Inflation Shield, which is partly Bitcoin and gold. And that's actually held up really well. I mean, in the last month, I think that thing's down about 1% or 2%, where, you know, if it's got Bitcoin and gold in it, Bitcoin's down about 40% in that month. So it's held up really well. And then also, as soon as risk assets start to come back alive, you've got that Bitcoin kind of kicker in there to catch a bottom, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, I look at kind of dollar cost averaging into your Bitcoins at these kind of levels. I think, you know, the lowest it kind of goes from here is to your previous market cycle high, which is about 20,000, and you're already at 29.
Maybe a good time.
You're never going to catch bottoms.
So what,
you're never going to catch bottoms in this game.
So with all this fear, where do you see it going from here? What are the people you talk to have to say about this? I mean, you guys speak to investors all over the world. You've got big corporate investors and funds, and then you've got individuals. What are people saying generally if you average it all out? Where is it going?
Yeah, so if we average it all out, I'm thinking a lot of people, obviously, as I said, are a bit worried about the macro outlook, right? But there is this of possibility that the Fed's aren't going to hike as much as they say they are because they're going into recession. If that happens, risk assets kind of take off again. It's priced in that, you know, if the Fed's going to 3% in rates, like that I don't see happening when they've already printed one negative growth this quarter. They print another one, they're going into recession, into a midterm, they need votes.
Yeah,
I kind of err on the side of they might be a little more dovish than you think. And if that does happen, I think a lot of people are looking and saying, well, there's that factor. And there's the fact that there's so much fear in this market that it's probably overdone.
Right.
So we're looking to start to average in at these levels over the next few weeks and months and kind of seeing where it plays out. Look, we're not saying it's not going to stop at 28, but they're very happy to start averaging in from, you know, your high 20s down to your low 20s.
Okay.
And not miss that all of a sudden, you know, one announcement from the Fed and you've missed this massive bump up.
So just quickly, someone says in the comments here, which I thought was quite a good point, Bitcoin is more likely to recover than Netflix, to be honest. That's what Jake says. There are more people involved. So that's probably about right.
You agree
with that,
Nebo?
Nebo's laughing as well. She thinks that's about right too, don't you?
I do.
I mean, have you seen Disney Plus lately? It's just come to South Africa.
Yeah. How's Disney's share price looking at the moment? Have you been looking at that at all?
I have not looked at that, unfortunately. Okay. But I'm sure at the pricing it's got for Disney Plus, I'm sure it's doing a lot better than Netflix.
Right. So last question.
And they've got a pretty great strategy in terms of their marketing strategy and how they're penetrating South Africa. It's pretty brilliant. So what they're doing is they've put fiber lines in different areas of the township. And they're literally putting fiber into people's houses and then marketing all their different products and making it really easy for people to like access Disney Plus content. So, you know, they're almost onboarding their customer even before the customer gets in touch with the content. And they're really supporting the entire ecosystem. So they're not coming here to play.
That's clever.
So Brett, before we let you go, you want to tell us about any promos that are going on Revex at the moment?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, at the moment, we're just doing a classic Bitcoin fee-free. So we think that's, you know, that's kind of the easiest way into crypto at the moment, and especially the safest probably way into crypto at the moment with the fear around. And we kind of like the idea of, you know, dollar cost averaging while there's a lot of fear in the market.
Right.
So we're giving a fee free on all purchases for Bitcoin from the 22nd of May to the 21st of June, actually.
Cool.
So quite a nice long area for people to get a fee free way of getting into the market.
Excellent. No fees. Go in there if you haven't done it before. This may be a really good time to buy, for all you know. Brett Hope Robertson, very nice to see you. And give our regards to the rest of the team at Revex. Nice to have you on this morning.
Will do.
Cheers,
thanks,
man.
Guys. Have
thanks
a good one.
So much. Thanks, Brett. CliffCentral.com.